This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office, period. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Morgan Lowe, please note the following medical letter, period. Morgan is M-O-R-G-A-N. Last name is Lowe, L-O-W-E. That's L-O-W-E. On September 11th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. I did not perform a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 41-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, weight 186 pounds, period. The patient was involved in a fall injury on or about July 8th, 2023, period. This occurred at the Dollar General store, period. She was grabbing a cart, and apparently it rained earlier that day. Her legs gave out. She fell backwards and landed hard on her left side, period. She had immediate pain in her left hip, comma, left elbow, comma, left shoulder, comma, and low back pain radiating down her left leg, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still continuing to have pain and problems related to her left hip and low back area, period. New paragraph. Her left hip pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was informed that it was a sacroiliac issue, and she is continuing to have that treated, period. She did have bilateral sacroiliac issues in the past that started in 2021, period. This fall has aggravated her hip pain, period. She states that this fall injury has aggravated her hip pain by 35%, period. The left hip pain is constant, period. It is a throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain has been aggravated by this fall injury, period. Prior to this fall, she did have sciatica with steroid injections many years ago, period. She had both sacroiliac joints injected for arthritis and sciatica early in 2023, period. She states her low back pain has been aggravated by this fall injury by approximately 50%, period. Her sciatic pain has been aggravated by 50%, period. Her low back pain is constant, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and tearing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg below the knee, period. It occurs with numbness and tingling, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that she was seen in the emergency room at Schneck Medical Center in Seymour, Indiana, period. Schneck is spelled S-C-H-N-E-C-K. In the emergency room, she was seen that day. She was treated and released. They did some x-rays, referred her to her family physician, as well as physical therapy. She did follow up its neck several times. She was seen by an orthopedic specialist at Schneck Orthopedics, period. They did do x-rays. She was referred to another orthopedic doctor in Greenwood. But she did not follow up there as it was too far, period. Near her home, she saw treatment by her family doctor, as well as another rehab facility in Columbus, Indiana, period. She is recently continuing treatment for her left sacroiliac dysfunction and low back pain, period. Her family doctor referred her to a neurosurgeon at Schneck Medical Center, and she is awaiting a current appointment, period. An MRI is scheduled later in October of the lumbar spine, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems standing over 10 minutes, comma, bending, comma, walking over 40 feet, comma, running, comma, sitting over 20 minutes, comma, sports such as horseback riding and hiking, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include Beclofen, comma, MS medicines, comma, fluoxetine, comma, antidepressants, comma, Buspar, comma, Abilify, comma, Adderall, comma, Albuterol, comma, Amantadine, comma, Amitriptyline, comma, Diazepam, comma, Lyrica, comma, Prilosec, comma, Hydrocodone, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for multiple sclerosis, comma, depression, comma, anxiety, comma, reflux, comma, asthma, comma, and insomnia, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history includes tonsils, comma, gallbladder, comma, gastric bypass, comma, tear of the right knee, comma, and tear of the right knee, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicines, comma, exercises, comma, and a sacroiliac joint belt, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the left hip was never injured in the past, period. She did have sacroiliac joint issues bilaterally that started in approximately 2022 due to arthritis and obesity, period. She had bilateral injections early in 2023, period. This fall has aggravated her prior hip problems by 35%, period. Her low back was injured horseback riding at age 16, and she was injured for a few days without permanency, period. She had prior arthritis and sciatica early in her 20s, period. The back problems were contributed by her obesity, period. She had approximately four nerve blocks in her low back from 2013 to 2021, period. She has not had prior fall injuries, period. She has not had work injuries, period. She was involved in an automobile accident in 2004 where she pinched her nerve in her neck and had physical therapy for approximately 1 month, period. At that time, MS was diagnosed, but she did not have permanency in her back, period. She has only had other prior minor automobile accidents, period. New paragraph. Occupation is that she is disabled due to multiple sclerosis, which was given to her in 20, 11 period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. I reviewed over 1,000 pages of medical records, period. Records in the emergency room from Schneck Medical Center, July 8, 2023, presents to the ER today with complaints of left posterior elbow pain, period. She slipped on a wet floor and fell back and struck her left elbow on the floor, period. They documented the abnormalities on physical examination with soft tissue tenderness and limited range of motion. ED course. Patient states she does not need any pain medicine at this time, period. X-rays of the left elbow were negative for fracture. Impression, left elbow contusion. She was referred to her PCP family doctor, period. Schneck primary care, July 20th, 2023. Chief complaint, ER follow-up, comma, fall, comma, hip pain, period. History is 39-year-old female presenting for ER follow-up, colon, fall, comma, hip pain, period. Patient fell at Dollar General, period. States you, there was no wet sign, period. Landed on left elbow, comma, shoulder and hip, period. Patient reports she has left neck pain that goes to shoulder, period. She's having pain all the way down her spine, period. On examination, left shoulder evaluation finds tenderness along the supraspinatus muscle rhomboids, shoulder blade, general, left shoulder region, including bony prominences, period. Range of motion, forward flexion, abduction, and extension to approximately 30 degrees each, period. Evaluation of the left elbow finds tenderness throughout the general elbow region, period. Left hip, tender trochanteric bursa, left SI joint, period. Range of motion not evaluated, secondary to pain. Patient is able to ambulate with mild limb, period. Assessment includes shoulder contusion, period. Range of motion for shoulder is decreased, period. We'll order x-ray, period. Discuss with patient is nothing. If nothing is shown on x-ray, we'll send patient to physical therapy, period. New diagnosis is shoulder contusion, comma, elbow contusion, hip contusion, period. We'll order x-rays of the hip / pelvis. Patient will go to physical therapy, period. Schneck Medical Center Rehab Services, July 28, 2023. Initial evaluation and treatment plan. Diagnosis is contusion of the hip, comma, elbow contusion, comma, shoulder contusion, history of falling, period. Rehab diagnosis, same, plus reduced strength, comma, range of motion, comma, functional mobility, period. Schneck neurosurgery, issued July 7th, 2023. Procedure, pain center referral. Diagnosis is sacroiliitis, lesion of the sciatic nerve, comma, bilateral lower limbs, comma, piriformis syndrome of both sides, period. Type of procedure, bilateral SI joint and piriformis steroid injection, period. X-rays of the left shoulder, July 28th, 2023. X-ray results, July 28th, 2023. One, no fracture. Two, minor spurring of at the AC joint, period. x-rays of the left hip. July 28, 2023, impression one, no acute fracture, two mild arthritic changes, period. Neurosurgery, or I'm sorry, neurology outpatient provider notes. This is an old note from November 1st, 2016. She was doing follow-up for multiple sclerosis. A note prior to the injury, March 20th, 2015, CLAS Clinic, that's K-L-A-E-S Clinic, subjective lumbar pain onset 2005, cause of symptoms, MS, prior low back pain, pain radiates to the left leg to ankle, right leg to ankle, comma, low back to hip, period. Assessment, diagnosis, sciatica, comma, subluxation, lumbar slash dysfunction, comma, brachial neuritis, comma, subluxation, cervical area, period. Treatment in our office will consist of gentle mobilizing manipulation, period. Schneck primary care note, February 13th, 2024. Chief complaint is follow-up of the back pain. 40-year-old female presenting for follow-up on back pain, period. Pain has not improved, comma. Patient is starting SI joint injections this month. On examination, abnormalities were documented with tender lumbar spine and left SI joint. Diminished strength, period. Left extremity shows left hip strength at 4 due to pain, period. Assessment included sacroiliitis, uncontrolled. Patient is seeing chiropractor monthly, period. Patient is having a hard time standing, period. Patient is having some tingling and numbness in legs, comma. Patient is seeing Dr. Cooper next week for SI block injections, period. Patient's report, she went to Dollar Store July 8, 2023. Reports there was no wet sign on ground, and she thought the floor was dry as drugs were set outside in rain, period. Patient fell and injured her elbow, comma, shoulder, and hip, period. The elbow pain has since resolved, period. The sacroiliitis is due to the fall and exacerbating her low back pain, period. Schneck Medical Center procedure note, February 20th, 24. Procedure is L5S1 intralaminar epidural steroid injection, period. The diagnosis is lumbar radicular pain, period. Sunrise Healthcare note, November 28, 2023. Complaint is low back pain, period. Patient finished last day of scheduled physical therapy, period. She feels like chiropractic has been helping, period. Another note from Sunrise Healthcare, April 11th, 2024. Objective, decreased range of motion. Chief complaint was low back pain. Assessment, responded well to treatment, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after taking the patient's history and reviewing her medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for what she has sustained as a result of the fall injury of July 8, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left hip pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, and contusions, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number three, aggravation of her prior left hip and lumbar issues consisting of sacroiliitis, comma, lesion of the sciatic nerve, comma, and piriformis syndrome, period. Number four, left elbow trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and contusion resolved, period. Next number, left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and contusion resolved, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury of July 8th, 2023, period. At this time, I want to reiterate that this fall injury has aggravated her pre-existing and prior issues in her left hip and lumbar region, period. New paragraph. At this time, I would like to discuss impairment ratings, period. It is my feeling that the patient does have permanency in her left hip and lumbar region as a result of the fall injury of July 8th of 2023, period. At this time, I am unable to quantify this as the patient has had pre-existing issues in both these areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient is awaiting a scheduled neurosurgery consult, period. The patient is awaiting an MRI that is scheduled of the lumbar region in October, period. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some additional injections in her hip and low back area will cost approximately $3,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A back brace and sacroiliac belt will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatments, period. I have taken the patient's history as well as reviewed the patient's medical records, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation.